This is a production of Cornell University.
Hey everyone, I'll go ahead and call our meeting to order. This is CPSA meeting Monday, December 1st, our final meeting of the semester until we reconvene January 26th, I want to say, but that information is on the website. First things first, as always, we'll start with introduction and roll call of the voting members. Physical science, Jeffrey? And the rest of us are here. Humanities, Jesse. Christy. Christine.
Here.
Social sciences, William. Todd.
Here.
Lynn.
Here.
Professional schools, John.
Here.
Alexander.
Here.
Kara.
Here.
Biological sciences, Cora. Anne.
Here.
And Ian.
Here.
And finally, masters, Ashley. And Erwin. Oh, sorry, Amy. Okay, so, gosh, why did I do that? All right, so next we'll go into the approval of the minutes from last time. Are there any corrections you made to the minutes from last time?
I have a correction. I just want to see it in the printed version.
We'll write these down. Do you have a... this notes is actually full.
Oh, yeah. So, under the programming board update, it says the targeted departments are, and then it switches to new business.
Okay,
So, I just wanted to say the targeted departments were the vet school, chemistry, and theater.
Okay. Are there any other corrections for the minutes? All right. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. We will approve the minutes by unanimous consent. Are there any opposed? All right. Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Moving along, we'll go straight to into reports of officers and committee updates. Executive committee, I don't, I don't have anything myself, you were the one there, so you can.
Yes, so we have an office hour with President Gordon about, 2 weeks ago, and it has been primarily focused on the protests that have been going on at the whole plaza between the Pakistan group and also the Israel group in on campus, and talking about the safety during this protest. Just still have been an ongoing discussion about it, and there'll be more updates. And that's pretty much the biggest thing during the meeting.
Yeah. And then operations and staffing.
As always, every week I'm going to present to you some of the committees that need staffing. Didn't get any poll on the ones I presented last week. And then also there's another one that is a really important committee that if you're interested in this room, I hope you'll send me a paragraph about yourself and why you want the position. Or if you know anyone who would be really good in this position, please send them to me and then I can talk to them. I thought it was filled, but we only had one person out of two filled. So that position is the appointment with the General Committee of the Grad School. This is a huge branch of the governance of the graduate school. On this committee is the graduate dean, as well as all the associate deans, 12 faculty members representing each of the colleges, and then 2 graduate students. Right now there's only 1 graduate student. This is a very important committee. You make huge decisions. So like I said, if this is something you are interested in, or you know someone who'd be very good at it, it is a 2-year appointment, or probably 1.5 year at this point, but it's a huge position where you can do a lot of work in the graduate school. So please email me if you are interested or you know someone else. And then we still have a position open with the Big Red Barn Committee. I think they've already convened for this semester, but they're still looking for 1 more person for next semester to be on that committee. Chris Korda is in charge of it, so it's a fun committee. And then we still need a liaison to the employee assembly. So this is someone who comes and talks to things that would be important for employee rights and employee relations to the graduate school. And then still need someone for University Council on Mental Health and Welfare. I think this would be interesting. You would work with people at Gannett and just look at all the services that are available. You have little flyers in front of you right now. That's kind of some of the stuff you could help work on and figure out what you need. So if you, or if I guess for any of these, if you can think of someone, you're like, oh, I know Shirley would be really great in this position, just send me an email, maybe CC them in it, or talk to them, see if they're interested, and have them email me first. I'm just looking for anyone. They do not have to be part of the DPSA, just need to be a graduate student. I'll probably send another bulk email out to all the field members. Field members, please forward this email to your field, because I want to look for these people to fill these committees. As we finish off the year, it's important that we try to get as many people as possible in these committees. And as always, I think a few of the GPSA internal committees are still recruiting, but contact the chairs of each of those to get involved. Thanks.
All right. So next we go into appropriations.
You can move to the next slide.
Sure.
So I do have some updates. I mentioned previously, at least to the executive committee, that I was not finding the rollover from the financial system. And with Gina's help from the Office of Assembly, she's helped me to track that down. So we do have those funds. And the actual activity fee is slightly less than it estimated. I think I'd estimated 13,000 comes in at 12,750, so it's not that far off, and we're really quite comfortable for this budget. There is still the Ivy Summit reserve of 3,000, and I think that kind of raises the question of what we should do with the rollover itself and the Ivy Summit reserve. Do we want to just maintain them as general reserve, or at least this year, they talked about having an ad hoc committee of the sustainability committee, and that can go towards financing that specific committee. But it could also be used for purchasing of assets for GPSA microphones or whatever it may be that would be useful to the assembly. That could be used for those kind of one-off expenses, and there's no specific strings attached to how we can use those funds. So we're quite lucky to have them. And then the next slide is just an update for the various committees. You can basically, the overall message is that not that much of each of the committees' budgets have been spent yet, but it's important to think about what money you have available on your specific committee if you chair a committee, and keep track of that so that you know well, at least that you have those funds available, and to try and make best use of them. So take a look at that, and you can always email me for more information if you want to know what your remaining balance is. And submit receipts timely so that you do end up getting reimbursed. Otherwise, you can end up losing your money and hard to keep track of. In the next slide. So in moving on to the Appropriations Committee, we've been meeting, or at least arranging meetings, with all of the byline funding groups, and we've started having some meetings, and we will have met with all of the byline funded groups by the end of January next year. So the purpose of the meeting is just to get an update from them as to how they're using the funds for either services or events that will benefit grad and professional students, and to check and see whether they are adhering to some of the recommendations that the Appropriations Committee attached to the funding previously. And then just to give them a reminder about the application procedure and deadline so that they get the applications in on time, because otherwise that whole process gets dragged out into the fall semester. And just one more topic that I suppose should be discussed with the group from the Cornell Tech campus, that they have a portion of their activity fee that's gone towards activities on that campus, and there hasn't really been much discussion as to who will be managing those funds. It should be students, and and within the governance system on their campus, but there isn't a specific person that we communicated with, and I think that should start to happen sooner rather than later.
On that note, I will say that there is a student organization now recently formed that is going to be managing those funds, but I have not spoken with our field representative, Tristan, on the status of the funds in terms of actually physically where they are. But I can put you or the next provision signature in touch with Tristan, so that can be hashed up.
I think that's it. We'll discuss the nomination for
Okay. So next, communications. The Finance Commission. Then advocacy. I'm sorry, the name is not currently updated on it, but. Faculty Award?
No update.
Diversity International Students?
Still have the final date and room for the GPSA with Austin. The graduate calendar is going to be Thursday, September 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Wizard Room. That's in Portland, room 498. And you guys will be receiving a formal invitation for RSVP.
And finally, Programming Board.
I don't think we're doing anything for the rest of the
semester. Okay. All right. So with that, we'll go into new business. We have two elections. First, I suppose, so for the Finance Commission, the current chair has asked that we move the election of her successor to our first meeting of the spring, which would mean extending her term by 25 days. So I would ask for, is there a motion now to extend the term of the Finance Commission Chair for 25 days that the election may be held at the first spring meeting? Is there a second?
Second.
All right. So then the election, so that election will be held at our first spring meeting. So then we'll move into election of the Appropriations Committee Chair. At this time, I'll entertain nominations or volunteers for the Appropriations Committee Chair.
I have a nomination.
Okay.
So, Siddharth, in the back there, he's served on the committee as long as I have, if not longer, so he's very familiar with how everything works, and I think would be a good candidate for chair, so I nominate him.
Okay. Are there any other nominations or volunteers? All right. Seeing none, we will vote by unanimous consent. Are there any opposed? Seeing no opposition, congratulations, Sid. You're a new Appropriations Committee Chair. All right. Next up is Vice President of Operations.
I can say something about it. So I'm going to be taking a leave of absence in January, so some of you guys know that. So we need to fill my time for the rest of the year. This is a half-year position. A lot of it's already been done by me, so I'm going to try my hardest to fill out the rest of staffing committees for you. So this is a really good opportunity just to get on the exec board, to meet with the deans, and make a really big impact in the graduate school through the GPSA. So I think you have to be a voting member to run for the position. Yeah, I mean, it's been a rewarding position for me, and I'd be happy to help bring whoever is in this position into it, work with you to get you caught up.
So, are there any nominations or volunteers for this position? All right, so we will leave this position vacant then until the spring when we will hold the selection again. I encourage everyone here to think about this position. Well, first, I suppose, if there's no voting members, we can allow field representatives to run for the position if there are field representatives who want to run. But we'll still hold the position vacant until the spring. I would strongly, you know, encourage everyone to consider this position. Like Andrea said, most of the work has already been done over this past, over this semester, so it's more of a an opportunity to have a voice at exec to meet, get a lot of face time with leadership and the administration. So, anyway, we will revisit that position in the spring. So, finally, a new business. We have a resolution, which is being sponsored by the Executive Board, and this is the creation of an ad hoc sustainability committee. So, a little bit of background on this resolution, where it's coming from. Last year, we passed a resolution calling for the university to divest from fossil fuels, but also part of that resolution was a call for the university to accelerate its carbon neutrality goal, or, you know, move up the date of carbon neutrality from 2050 to 2035. So that's a very big commitment, so it's not an easy thing to do. And recently I met with Dan Ross, who's Director of Office of Sustainability, in preparation for the Ivy Plus Summit, and in that conversation we talked about what graduate students can be doing, and it became apparent that we actually have a large role to play if Cornell is to achieve carbon neutrality by that date. Laboratory space is probably the most energy-intensive space on campus. If you look at the energy use of buildings that are research buildings versus office buildings, it's, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's significantly more. And a lot of, so the Office of Sustainability has a lot of initiatives in place to try and reduce the carbon footprint of research areas, such as the Green Labs Initiative, where labs can become green energy certified, or the Green Office Initiative, for offices to become green energy certified. And graduate students, of course, will be the ones doing a lot of the work, so if the lab decides to become green, it'll probably be graduate students putting in a lot of the footwork to make that happen. So we believe that the GPSA can provide a lot of leadership in this effort, and it's, and we believe that having a committee focused on these issues would help sort of guide graduate student efforts towards sustainability on campus. So with that, we'll move into why am I not saying this anymore? So. So with that, we will go into considering the resolution itself. So first, there is one amendment that I will propose to this resolution. It was brought to my attention that an ad hoc committee does not actually persist beyond one academic year. So I've amended the first, the second results clause to now read, it is recommended that the committee be renewed at the first graduate professional student assembly meeting of the academic year 2015-2016, academic year 2016-2017, with continuing renewal based on progress and continued student interest. This has changed from before, where the resolution specifically said that the committee would last until 2017. So that's the amendment on the floor, and I will motion that to approve this amendment, not the resolution itself, and then we can go on to discuss the resolution. So, so I motion to approve the amendment to the resolution. Is there a second? Okay. Okay. Then we will approve by unanimous consent. Are there any opposed? Okay, so the amendment is passed. Now we can go into discussing the, sorry, I recently switched to the newest version of Office, and that's awesome. Okay. So, any comments, amendments, or otherwise? Line 14? This should be what? Oh, okay. All right. Any other, well, first, any other...
Can we call the vote on this amendment?
Okay. Before we call the vote on this amendment, are there any other grammatical issues which anyone noticed? I got to Todd before this meeting, so hopefully most of them are cleared up. Are there any other grammatical changes or spelling mistakes that anyone noticed? All right. So now...
Can we call the vote?
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Are there any opposed? All right. Seeing none, then that amendment is approved. And hopefully that means we're done with grammatical. Oh. All right. Yes.
I think there should be a reference to what the original date was.
Oh, okay. 25. All right. Is there a motion to approve that amendment? All right. Second?
Second.
All right. So that amendment is then... all right. Further comments? Questions? Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, all right. Then we will just accept all grammatical changes. All right. So any other comments on the amendment or on the resolution or the amendment?
So I've talked to the exec board about this, but I'm curious whether there's any knowledge of people who are interested in staffing, chairing, or being on this committee. Show of hands, people, anyone interested? Okay. Awesome. I just wanted to make sure we weren't going to pass create a committee that was going to stay on people that were here.
Okay.
Richard, I have five questions. They're not in any order, but I'm just curious as to how you see this amendment or this resolution playing out, and so if there's somebody who's the chair of the sustainability committee, are they going to be trained? That's probably yes. They probably do need to be trained on green lab space, and who's doing the training, and how long will that take, and how many people should be on the committee, and are there other university of employees? I can see them being very big into making green lab space also, if they're all their roles in the lab.
So I would say that Dan Ross was very eager to work with grad students. I believe he would be the primary person to sort of help the committee find its way. The information, basically, a lot of the information on the Green Labs Initiative is on their website, and it's very clear once you go looking for it, of course. And so I believe the information is all out there. Of course, there will be a learning period for the committee once it gets started, but like I said, Dan Roth has expressed a lot of interest in working with graduate students to try and further these initiatives, in addition to the people who are directly in charge of the Green Lab certification program.
Yeah, there's a woman in charge of this Green Lab initiative, and she's hungry for participation.
Interesting step forward. I want to provide a tiny bit of historical context as is my job. But it's interesting to note that actually the GCSA probably 5 years ago voted down a resolution to create a committee that would be focused on issues of sustainability. To create a permanent, there was a resolution on the table to amend bylaws to create a permanent committee of the GCSA. And the thought back then, again, it was very controversial. I think most of what we do is not controversial, but this one actually was very close. But what it came down to was whether or not it made sense for a governing body like the GPSA to be working on issues like this. So when Richard and I were talking about what the goal of a committee like this would be, it is specifically focused on trying to find ways of getting graduate students to be active and participating in all of the campus initiatives that are going on campus already, and to facilitate those partnerships. Because as of right now, there doesn't actually exist an organization on campus that's sort of really focused on being that kind of hub of communication between the administration on issues related to sustainability and the graduate student body, both in terms of lab issues, but other ways that graduate students can directly impact the footprint of the university. So I think I mean, I guess I would say I'm in support of this resolution, but I think it's interesting to note, you know, the purpose of an ad hoc committee is a committee that exists for a limited amount of time for a specific set of goals. And that's, you know, that's what this committee is doing. So I guess I just encourage you guys to be aware of that background, I guess, on it.
There is not a specific committee on this issue. That I believe would fall under campus infrastructure, and they work with Office of Sustainability on several issues, but they do not have an analogous committee specifically to sustainability. The UA kind of keeps its permanent committees to just the three that exist. That's actually a complicated question. So, just because it's a question that has come up many times when President Scorton is speaking on issues of sustainability, whether or not that is Cornell's official goal. So, I'm not sure where it's codified, but it is codified somewhere that is, in fact, Cornell's official goal is to achieve carbon neutrality by 2035. Of course, you can't just, but it is a goal. It's not something that we are guaranteed to hit by any means. There's a lot of infrastructure, there's a lot of costs associated with it, there's a lot of changes need to happen within the university, so it's a significant, it is a significant change from before. So I would say it is codified that that's Cornell's goal, but achieving that goal is still not something that we are guaranteed for. There's a lot of people working on it and it's achievable, but that's why it's kind of always left as sort of this is the goal is to hit it by 2035.
So it's just part of the vocabulary. Wherever it is codified by the administration, that it should be changed there as well? Or is it just something that the GPSA is advocating?
No, the date has been moved to 2035 from 2050. Yeah.
I misunderstood.
Yeah. President Scorton accepted that resolution, and the date has been, or accepted that part of the resolution, and the date has been moved to 2035.
Just to add to that, I mean, we came up with that number very carefully. Set of milestones that they intend to meet. They're all, there's an entire document of how they intend to get to 2035. It's not just, you don't get to 2035.
To the plan? To the sustainability plan?
Where should we read that?
I like the way this is. I like that basically the background to our forming sustainability committee, the resolution that was passed last year. One side of that resolution was to call for Cornell to achieve carbon neutrality by 2035. This resolution was passed in parallel with basically identical resolutions from the faculty senate and the employees. Well, related one of the employee assemblies. And one in the U.S. Now, it's my understanding, so I was at the President's Sustainability Summit or whatever, you know, like a week or two ago. And basically, these things were passed. The President took a look. He didn't say yes to the divestment part. He said yes to the carbon neutrality accelerated date. He didn't say yes to that. He said, let's look very seriously at that. And he said, let's form a committee. And that committee has been sort of looking at how we do these things. And it's only very recently that they've really unveiled all the details of how they're going to impact it. And so at the Sustainability Summit a few weeks ago, they said, it does look like the President's going to commit to this, but he hasn't put sort of the rubber stamp on it. So I don't know how formally we are committed to it institutionally. I don't nevertheless think that's the issue here. The issue here is following the resolution that this body passed. So here, I don't think we need to spell out all the details of what may or may not happen in the next 5 days, 10 days, 20 days. I think that's just sort of a confusing issue. Okay. So that's my perspective on it. I think we will get to 2035, but that, I mean, we will commit to 2035, but that they haven't done it with, you know, the red bow and everything the way they might.
And to add to that, I believe that that sort of references the documents that initially is out there. That's kind of brought in by point C, I guess, the first result clause, which is that the committee is called on to interface soft sustainability, and it is strictly spelled out that they should be looking at other initiatives in addition to the ones, in addition to Green Labs and Green Office, which is kind of going to be the main thrust of the committee, at least as it's being formed through this resolution. But in addition to that, they are called to see what other initiatives are out there that graduate students can be affecting. Okay. And we will include that under grammatical changes. If I was your response, I believe that that would be, well, that is a very valid point, and that is another thing that was brought up by Dan Ross. I believe that that issue doesn't only stem from graduate students and is a very complicated issue. It's helped basically faculty how much chemicals to order. So I think that that might be, even though that's a good thing to possibly take up, I believe that I would hesitate to include that into this resolution, since this resolution is more specifically about carbon neutrality. So I do agree that that is an important issue. And I will say an issue of fume hoods, that even though EH&S has done their best to optimize them, it is still up to graduate students to make sure that they actually close the fume hood. If you leave fume hood open, it doesn't matter how efficient it is. It is programmed to evacuate the air as efficiently as it can. So. Yeah.
Isn't point C there inclusive of other people that have signed the interface with the office of sustainability upon other initiatives?
So a possible amendment to fix this, because it is included under point C, might be to change that line 16-17 to read, it says form an ad hoc committee to further Cornell's sustainability goals instead of goal of carbon neutrality. So we can consider that amendment. I would again hesitate because I believe that I would rather keep the goals of this particular committee more specific to because I would not want this to become too broad, this may have too broad of a scope. I would prefer it be more focused. But if people want to propose that amendment, we can consider it. So, does someone want to propose that amendment? Yep. You can propose that. Okay. Further.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, is there a motion to approve that amendment?
Need a second.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Is there a second for that amendment?
What amendment?
The amendment is to switch goal of carbon neutrality to sustainability goals to broaden that scope.
I'll take it.
Second? Okay. Well, that is specifically referencing a previous resolution which only called on Cornell to accelerate goal of carbon neutrality. Did not specifically state sustainability. Okay, so I guess, is there a motion to call a question on the amendment? Oh, yeah.
Just understanding the nature of ad hoc committees, just broadening the scope of an ad hoc committee affects how specific of a problem or definable of a goal that an ad hoc committee needs to have due to its kind of ad hoc nature.
I don't think it would be our pickle, do you want
to? I guess my thought about this is, so rather than the scope of the topic that's being covered, which is clearly the sustainability issue, that's what we're calling it, is more about like the specific functions that we'd be doing. And I see that more specifically as, again, the interfacing of the Office of Sustainability, and figuring out how to plan events and sort of get in touch.
Basically serve as that liaison role. And I don't think that particular change is that actual from that's what I think of the ad hoc committee being focused on, serving as that kind of unit of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are there any further comments on this amendment, or is there a motion? Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So for this amendment, I will ask that we do a vote by placard for this amendment. Field representatives, voting members, they vote on the amendment itself. So all those in favor of the amendment, please raise placards. We won't do a... This is for the amendment, I believe, the field representatives.
No?
Oh. All right. So only voting, only green placards. Sorry about that confusion. All right. So... I think it's clear to me that it will pass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. So, and any opposed? 1. Okay. So, with that, that amendment passes. All right. Are there any further amendments or comments on the resolution? It's school year. So basically, this committee would persist until the end of the spring, and then at the first meeting of academic year 2015-2016, it would need to be renewed, but that wouldn't happen until August. So the committee would exist, well actually the committee would officially only exist until April. There's kind of a gray area in summer. And then it would officially be renewed in the August meeting. I do believe getting it passed now so that they have the spring sort of get things going is important.
Move to call the vote.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. So all those, for now this is the vote for the amendment itself, so green placards only.
Resolution.
Yeah. So all those in favor, please raise green placards. 1, 2, 15. Okay, and any opposed? And abstentions. All right, so the resolution passes 15-0-1. All right, so for all those interested in serving on the ad hoc committee, please email me and I will try to coordinate at least the first meeting, preferably before the winter break. So I do understand final exams are coming up for many for those of us who are still taking classes. So, but again, email me anyway, and I'll try and organize that first meeting, and then we can get a chair elected to move things forward. Okay. All right, and so with that, we will move into open forum, kind of a short meeting today. Is there anything for open forum? Yeah.
I'll just quickly say, I've been up here already talking about the National Association of Graduate Professional Students. I have officially passed the torch off to another chair of the Northeast region. Which kind of means we don't have anybody that's keeping in close touch with NAGCS. So if anyone is interested in kind of getting more involved, say, for example, on the concern committee of NAGCS, or just wants to sort of pay more attention to when they have events coming up, et cetera, like, let me know. They're really active going to the state the next year. They just elected a whole new board, and so much more exciting
stuff to come. I just have to graduate, so. Yeah, and I would just say, NAGCS is definitely important that we keep interfacing with them, so Nicole's been great about keeping us in touch with our colleagues across the country. Having attended Ivy Summit, I could say that there's a lot of merit in keeping contact with other graduate professional students, governance organizations. There's a lot to be learned from each other, so I heavily encourage you to consider taking on that role.
I wanted to continue on a theme we brought up last week, maybe the week before, last two meetings, of just informing people that the GPSA exists. I had Thanksgiving dinner with like a group of graduate students, and one was talking about issue of one of their friends was in their fifth year and wasn't getting paid and ended up having to leave Cornell because she couldn't afford school. And that's an issue we've talked about here. And I'm like, oh, well, why didn't she come to GPSA? And she's like, well, what's that? And it's like, oh, so we could have brought up this issue here and advocated for you as a group. That's kind of what we're here for. You know, we write resolutions. It's our job to hear the voices of other graduate students and bring them to a place where we can do something about it, but people don't know about us yet. So I think, like, all of us, whether a field member, voting member, we just need to get the word out, let people know we exist, especially field members. Like, report. You should be writing reports after these meetings and sending them out to your field just so people know what goes on, and to emphasize the fact that this is open to the public and anyone can come to open forum. Anyone can sit in the back and say, hey, I have an issue. I want to talk about it in this place. Just wanted to bring that up again, emphasize that we're here and people need to know we're here.
I want to bring this up as an next thing, but I realize it's only a month from now.
Yeah, it was a month.
I don't think I remember all of this. So I've been put on the transportation task force. It's effectively a task force whose job is to look at all the transportation issues on parking, fares, or TCAD, everything you think of in terms of transportation. Thank you. they're focusing on. They're also building a, I think they're trying to build a map that lets you get from one point on campus to another point on campus, which has faced a lot of trouble with personally. Someone tells you to get to do so and so somehow or some point, you're like, this is today. There's a thing here with that, and that's pretty interesting. And the last part that I thought was pretty cool is that I didn't know that there's an entire school of thought on sustainability in parking. So, actually, parking spaces are probably one of the least sustainable things that you can think of, because they're single-use assets, effectively, and the only thing you can do is put a car in, right? And that's actually very unsustainable. So there's an entire conversation going on there about how to make these spots more sustainable, how to get new uses for them, etc., etc. Which is all cool and exciting, but I think this is what I was upset about, but you know, I'm very selfish. So the Cornell sustainability efforts will effectively mean that we have less parking over the next few years. So we agree. So the Hackbook covers a broad transportation portfolio, but it also has a very specific, currently the specific topic that we need TCAN is funding. That is very elaborate. There's a lot of stuff going on there about where the money comes from, where it's not coming from, etc. But I think I said that to me with expect 5% of your fair funds to be effective, I think you can still expect that. That's my small thing. I didn't know
that.
I wrote it down.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else for open forum? Is there a second? All right, so we are adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.